You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we told you it was quick timeout. Dan Quinn about to speak to reporters via teleconference. I think it's via Zoom. Here coming up in just a couple of moments. We will carry some of that. Not all of it, but some of it. The relevant portion live as soon as he gets to the mic. We will turn it over to the head coach of the Washington Commanders. Just to follow up for a sec on what Jay in Omaha was just talking about taking away play calling duties from Cliff Kingsbury, like they did from Joe Witt. I think the problem, and we'll get more into this tomorrow. One, the offense was meteorically successful last year. Two, even this year, when the defense was struggling, with limited exception against the Giants and the Raiders in weeks 1 and 3, the offense was humming at a pretty good level. And even last week, they scored 27 points. Granted, overtime, 67 minutes or so, but they did. Stylistically, I think that's a, somebody said to me, well, how, maybe it was Tailgate Ted, I can't remember. It's like, how does Cliff allow that call on second and goal to Brandon Coleman on the offensive line leak? Well, first of all, I still don't think it was a bad call because he was open and Jaden's got to pull the trigger and Jaden was late. But I would also say, hey, you would have been better off running the ball. You would have been better off targeting Terry McLaurin. You would have been better off targeting Zach Ertz. You would have been better off targeting Noah Brown, anybody. So I understand the argument. But that Dan Quinn should have, superseded that call. That's not what Dan Quinn's going to do as the head coach if he's trying to delegate authority. And that was one of the things that was important to him. He's got his hands full now. Extra. That's why it's not sustainable, in my opinion, for him to call plays. I don't like when offensive coaches call plays. I really don't. And I know plenty of them have had success. I think it's really tough. I think it's really tough to be a head coach and a coordinator at the same time. Just like it's really tough to be a head coach and a general manager at the same time. And that's why you don't see a lot of that anymore, really, since Ron. You see more the delineation, or where head coaches and GMs essentially are tag team and brought in together, because it's really hard. I mean, Kyle has made it work in San Francisco, but Kyle also had Adam Peters And John Lynch has clearly, over the last 8 years, plus, gained more and more and more and more experience, so he can manage a lot of what Kyle doesn't have time to manage. But Kyle still makes a lot of those decisions. It's just, it's a hard dynamic. It's a hard dynamic. And coaches make impulse decisions just like we do as human beings. Think about it. Think about what Ben Johnson tried to dial up on 4th and 1 with 25 seconds left yesterday. Didn't have to do that. Think about what Kevin Stefanski did yesterday on the 2-point conversion after Shador led them the whole way, granted against a terrible Tennessee team. Think about that. Right? And think about Cliff and some of the things that he's done this year, getting away from the run, getting away from, and nobody, everybody knows I like to run the football. I got it. I would like to see him run it more. I understand the game has changed to some degree, if not a large degree. And if he ran the ball 4 straight times and they didn't make it, you guys would be all over his ass saying, why didn't he throw the ball when you have Terry McLaurin? You know, so like we could sit here and say, well, they didn't have any adjustments and they didn't have enough adjustments. I think, again, early on, to me, it looked like they did a good job getting the ball out of Jaden Daniels' hands against the blitz looks. And for whatever reason, that went away. And some of it went away with the inability to run. And some of it went away with Jaden's inability to be accurate. It looked to me like he was aiming the ball. He was low. His trajectory was down. I don't know if I saw that right, but I mean, I've seen it a bunch. I don't know, man. Like, again, we can sit here and blame coaches to no end, just like we can give credit to coaches to no end. Ultimately, the players have to make everything kind of work. They're the ones who play the game. And nobody helped Cliff yesterday. And you can make the argument that Cliff did not help them. Fine. But nobody helped Cliff either. Or not enough people helped Cliff. We still waiting for DQ? You want me to take a call here or... Why don't we take a call and we'll see if we can get that done. Let's go to Nate in Marlboro, Upper Marlboro. What's up, Nate? How are you?
What's up, my guy? How you been?
What's going on, Nate?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know, a lot of this stuff is crazy. Some callers on point. I feel like some callers ain't. Starting off with Sabah and... The other caller talking about they don't think Jaden Daniels will last in the NFL. It's been so many players, not just in the NFL, throughout sports, who was built like Jaden Daniels. And they played a game. You could go down the list. How big was DeSean Jackson? How many years did he play? How big was Merton Hanks? How big was Dale Green? You just said it earlier about Lamar Jackson. Tom Brady was, what, 6'6", but he was skinny as a mug. So what are we talking about? If you're playing football, you're going to get hurt. Well, you can't name me not one quarterback or player that hasn't been hurt.
But I would also you know there's a difference. No, I mean I understand what you're saying, but you know there's a difference between playing corner and quarterback, right? I mean, you know,
difference, but we're talking about body size, right? The man been playing football since he was young. You think he can't play now?
No, here's the problem that I would have with Jaden, right? Mm-hmm. And again, some of it is frame, upper body frame. I mean, he is thinnish, right? Especially compared to a Drake May or even a Caleb Williams or certainly a Josh Allen or whatever. But he's not that much thinnish than Lamar Jackson. Now Lamar Jackson's been banged up, but here's what I would say on tape at LSU. I mean, this showed up over and over and over again. Jaden Daniels took some car crash hits, like hits that were unnecessary. So that's one thing he's got to get better at.
Right. I would agree with that. Now, that's the key. You got to learn how to protect yourself. And not only that, you got to learn how to fall, too. My father always told me when I was younger, he always told me to never use your hands or your arms when you're falling on the ground. Try to roll on your shoulder. JD tried to break his fall with his hands, and you had a 300-pounder fall on your back. So, yeah, your arm will snap. But then, also, when we come to me, this is a whole organization thing. Last year, Chris, you did a show. I don't know if you remember, and you had a question that you was asking everybody. What do you think they should do? How would you handle the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it came to the players and the roster. And I told you, I said, I will work on my offense. I would then, for defense, I would tell the coach, you got to work through free agency. And then the following year, which was this year, I'd have told the coach, first of all, we would have kept the offensive players. And then I would have told the coach, everything goes to the defense, draft picks, whatever. To me, they failed because you know the old saying, if it's not broke, why fix it, right? So you got to the NFC Championship with Olamide Zaccheaus, the other guy that went to Jacksonville.
De'Ami Brown.
And
Jamison Crowder.
What's my guy. And Jamison Crowder.
Yeah.
And then you had B-Rob. As much as you don't like B-Rob, you had B-Rob. You broke up a camaraderie. They had a camaraderie. You broke that up. Then, not only that, then you go get another left tackle. You spent a draft pick on a left tackle when you didn't need to. You made it to the NFC Championship.
Multiple draft picks. But you can't. Exactly. Like, I can criticize, I think, fairly the wide receiver decisions. I can't necessarily criticize the Tunsil situation because he's been really good.
But
the problem is that.
He has, but was it needed? That's my thing. Yeah,
well,
he's been good.
Yeah.
But was it needed?
I think an upgrade was needed. I think they could have done it differently. And they tried to do it differently with Ronnie Stanley, just a straight free agent.
Right.
And that backfired on him. But I hear you. Nate, I got to let you run because we got to get to DQ. Appreciate you. Good call. We'll obviously have more time to talk about all the problems this week. I mean, nobody cares about the Commanders and the Giants, quite honestly. Let's get to DQ. He's got some things to say right here on the Team 980.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't want to have happen like land directly on it. And so you can help on protections and, you know, some things on running and sliding on play like that. You don't get to do that. So you're right. You're trying to find the balance of what do those reps look like. You know, how are the lessons being applied, and then making sure you're doing it as calling it competitively to go win it, but also, you know, with protecting the team in mind. So it's both.
Tom?
And you kind of alluded to this yesterday, but coming off the performance against Denver and then taking steps back, do you think there was any sort of, I don't know, emotional hangover or motivational hangover kind of coming off a tough loss like that?
Yeah, I think you want to look at everything. You know, Tom and I were trying to put my finger on it last night and today, just coming out not with the same energy, intensity, finishing ability. Like, defensively, run that would go for two and for five. You know, those are ones that I wanted to see, that type of physicality, to see that part to go. And so when it's not there, man, it's easy to notice that play style. And so even if that's the case, that's our job. That's the gig, to get back up and get into that space again. And so for us not to hit that, you can certainly understand how the meeting went today, knowing like how frustrated we are with that standard with ourselves. And it's either it is or it's not. And we missed it by a lot. So I thought maybe in the last week, or two games, a step or two forward, but this one we certainly stepped backwards. I'd agree with that. As the emotional part goes, it felt that way. I can't put my marker on that to say that that was it, but it definitely felt something like that, Tom.
And then this was the eighth game, I think, this season where you guys didn't force a turnover against a Vikings team that leads the league in that department. From your perspective, is that more a lack of execution or bad luck?
I certainly won't put it on luck. Some people say that turnovers come in bunches and those things. Like, no, you got to go create them. That's how they happen. So I think it's more the skill of that, Tom, of taking advantage. There was a few chances for us to go get it. And when you don't get them, you want to keep digging into why and how you go create them. So we've been playing more zone recently. Sometimes you'll get a few more in a zone than you would in pure man-to-man because your eyes and your vision are to the QB. So it's something that we'll continue to work at for sure. But it's hard when you're in the minus, to get the wins, and you've got to create takeaways to get into that space. So we'll continue to hit it. But I'm not pleased with that part of our football at all.
David Aldridge.
Hey, Dan. Obviously, if you could fix it, you would. But I wonder what you think about why in so many of these losses you haven't been competitive. Like, even last year when you lost games, it was one possession, it was fourth quarter, it was the end of the game. But in so many of these losses this year, you all haven't even been competitive.
Agreed. Man, do I agree. That's been like highly frustrating to miss the mark by so much. When you're in a competitive game, you're down for the fight and you're in it all the way to the end, you feel into that space. So not finding that rhythm together and not forcing someone else to get out of theirs is a big part of that. Sometimes you feel it's tighter and the margins get even smaller, and you can feel yourself not making the plays that you need to go make. But it's a big topic for me. It's one that I'm digging in hard on, obviously, to find why, to make sure that, that's our cause together, man, to make sure that we are never in this situation again.
And along that line, Dan, I mean, and I know you have a month of games left, so I know you still have to prepare for those games, but does this cause you to think about how you and Adam put this roster together in the first place, and if something needs to change about that going forward in terms of how you put it together?
Sure. Yeah, we have discussions about the roster and the team a lot. And it's not something that you, even though it's, like you said, the four games left and it's a competitive one in that space with all being in the division, which I think is a good way to go. But no, definitely something that we talk about, we communicate about. When it's the results are what they are, DA, it's worth digging under, every rock to find the right balance, the right attitude. And so, yes, we've had those discussions for sure.
JP.
Hey, Dan, just to follow up kind of on DA's question there, understanding you have the four games left, what is your timeline for like the evaluation? I mean, you've already made one fairly significant coaching switch in season. What does the timeline look like all right, we got to figure out what we got, what we don't have, both staff and personnel.
Yeah. It's definitely underway, JP, I can tell you that, because we want to make sure that we're finding, we're evaluating, we're digging into to see those things. And already you can see, how do we feature players? How would we do things the same? How would we do things differently? So it's something that, he and I talk a lot about at great length, like you said, staff-wise, player-wise. So it's not something that, we're waiting till, postseason to begin that for sure is fully underway. And also, a performance like yesterday, man, that sets you back. That stings. That's one that you want to get back to things right away because, we missed it by a mile.
All right, we got to Dan Quinn just a little bit late there because of some technical difficulties, but what you missed at the beginning was he did officially confirm that Zach Ertz did tear his ACL and, as expected, is out for his for the year. And it could certainly be his career. And, I mean, I'm sure Ertz was in a lot of pain and that was why he was so emotional. But also, that may have been his last snap. To go through that kind of rehab, I mean, I assume he would want to go through it anyway, but there's a difference between going through that kind of rehab to get ready to play and going through that kind of rehab to just get back to normal, right? We'll have more on that tomorrow. Also, Quinn said, according to this, I'm reading from Nikki Giavallo's Twitter, that Jaden Daniels is quote-unquote sore, but there are no long-term concerns with the left elbow. Team will monitor. Not sure yet if he'll play on Sunday. Listen, I mean, certainly I would like to see him play, but if there's any question, I think they probably hold him off. Then I guess you bring him back against the Eagles and Jalen Carter, assuming Jalen Carter's back at that point, I guess. All right, coming up, dum-dum of the day before we turn things over to Richard Duck Walker and B&G today on the Team 980.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.